2019 Constellation Launch Conference in Scottsdale, Arizona, where it's like 100 billion degrees outside. It's actually phenomenal. It's not too bad.
Iowa weather. This is perfect.
We are here with a fine gentleman from Lender Close, Mr. Omar Jordan right here, and Mr. Dan Davis over there. How's it going, guys?
We are having a blast. Good. This is day one of Constellation. We've been here for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. I got a little tan.
Good. You're looking good.
Things are happening. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You guys look good with a little color on your skin.
Yeah, and you know, we got the nice hairdo. We're all set.
Oh, you are our set. Low maintenance right there, for sure. I know the conference I think they just did like some pre-conference stuff, but what are some of your expectations before we get into the topic at hand here?
You know, for me, it's getting our team excited about what Constellation is doing, and I think we've accomplished that today. There's more to come. These guys are just doing phenomenal things for credit unions, so it's a perfect time to be part of this concept.
I agree.
Absolutely. Just learning how to connect with the Tile platform and the ecosystem within Constellation. I think it's going to be a huge thing. Love to learn more about that, and I think it's going to be a big thing.
Yeah, and this, I was talking to Chris earlier, this conference has actually tripled in size from last year, so really good news for him and everyone here as well. So
yeah, I mean, Chris is a great leader too. Mm-hmm. Just watching him speak, I learned a lot from his leadership. Real good guy.
Yep, indeed. A mover and shaker in this industry for sure. Absolutely. All right, gentlemen. What's new at Lender Close? Omar, I'll let you go first.
You know, it's funny. Every time I see you, we've got more news. Last time we spoke, we were about 150 credit unions. We're now nearing 200 credit unions on our platform. It's just exploding. Thank you.
Well,
you know, this is a great time for CUSOs and credit unions. Things are happening in industries. Credit unions are revolutionary. And being part of this conference, too, just sets the tone for CUSOs and credit unions. As you mentioned, Chris is a leader in this, and we want to be part of that.
Yep, indeed. Dan?
Absolutely. We've added 5 new staff members in the last 30 days. We're constantly growing. We're excited about bringing new technology for membership. So,
All right.
We're talking about going from our 4,000 square foot facility to about 16,000 square feet.
What?
Projected, we're projecting probably about 85 staff members by the end of next year. So I've got no more hair to lose. This is it. My eyebrows.
Just right there, man. Right there. All right. Hey, let's talk about Open Platform. How does Open Platform help you take advantage of some of the business opportunities out there?
Absolutely. So I think there's a misconception about what is Open Platform. It's important to talk to the audience about what the Open Platform is. It's a prominent business model for this generation and the next. So I think we're going to see a lot of that happening and take place. So you think about Airbnb, the number one hotel chain in the world, but yet they own zero real estate. They're more focused on facilitating the exchange of value rather than the value itself. A true open platform doesn't own the product necessarily, but yet has third-party vendor integrations, third-party networks that supply that.
Right.
And I think I'm a huge believer in this, that the next billion-dollar idea or billion-dollar company is going to be focused less on product and more on platform.
Yeah. Well, I think Airbnb proves that. Right?
Oh, my gosh.
And because before the recording, we were talking about the Correlation Conference. They're one of the latest cores to come about in our industry, and they're all about open architecture. I mean, plugging in third-party vendors, giving credit unions that choice. So that's where we're going, right?
That's what we're all about. We're about building those vendors around the Lender Close ecosystem. You know, constantly adding new products and vendors, industry leading vendors with our platform is the key to our success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just going to continue to grow.
Right on. Yeah, it's definitely the way to go, I think, because there's so much opportunity out there with all the fintechs popping up left and right. So it really gives credit unions that freedom to do what they want for their members.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Hey, so how does the open platform become successful? Dan, I'll let you go on this one.
Yeah, so open source platform, you know, in the past, legacy vendors, they were kind of a closed off network. And so for them to grow, they kind of got away with it in the past. But for them to grow, I think in the future, they're going to have to open themselves up. And we're already seeing this with vendors today. So, you know, the Lender Close, what their platform is all about, or our platform is all about, is just constantly adding new vendors and products to our platform to help
Right on. Omar?
It's important for credit unions to focus on that too. So that's the idea. You mentioned Correlation. They're doing some really, really cool stuff. They're opening up their APIs. Not only that, but they make it easy for vendors to integrate. They make it easy for credit unions to connect to vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned, It's like Dan mentioned, a lot of those legacy core processors and the legacy LOS systems, mm-hmm, loan originating mm-hmm. systems, they need to think about business differently a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's
pretty
easy
to push those vendors, our technology vendors, to be more flexible.
Yeah, put yourself in that driver's seat.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so how do you see the market trends shifting, and how does this affect current legacy core and loan origination platform? Say that three times fast.
Yeah, no, it's exactly what we mentioned before. A lot of them are going to just, they're not going to succeed in the same business model that they've operated in the past, right? We're going to see a lot of them look towards an open concept. Think about the Apple and Android marketplace, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. A credit union goes on there, selects the right vendor that they want for their platform, sign the licensing agreements right mm-hmm. on the platform, mm-hmm. and then off you go. You're ready to go to and start implementing the process. Make these on the platform. So back to correlation versus old legacy. Mm-hmm. This is I think that's the trend you're going to start seeing.
Most definitely. Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's right on. I think it's going to be providing value to the membership. That's what it's really all about, and having those options for the membership. Mm-hmm. So being able to control when you can add new vendors like that is going to be critical.
Options are good.
Yes.
Today. Yes. Absolutely.
All the choices out there.
Yes.
Options are
keyword,
definitely
options.
Good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, guys. Anything else to wrap it up here?
Grateful to be here.
Yep.
Go on lenderclose.com. Sign up for a demo.
You heard them
right now.